This is Helen.
Helen, Eddie Davis calling from Light Rock. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Congratulations on being the new Light Rock Teacher of the Month.
Oh, thank you so much.
From the fifth grade at Sovereign Avenue School in Atlantic City, your nominating email came in from the mom. Actually, it looks as though Billy Adams wrote this and mom just sent it along, Mom Joanne. I'm nominating this teacher because she teaches the class with really interesting stuff. Mrs. Iaconelli is a really cool teacher. She teaches all the stuff that'll help us when we get to the sixth grade. She's one of the best and good teachers I've had in my whole life. When we're stuck on a problem, she will stop what she's doing and she'll work that problem out with us on the board. She's a really cool teacher because she teaches us lots of cool stuff. She tells us never to give up. It helps the kids a lot because she says that we all do really good. I would like to nominate Mrs. Iaconelli from the Sovereign Avenue School in Atlantic City as the Light Rock Teacher of the Month. So there we are. We've done it. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. That was so nice.
What a nice little letter. How long have you been teaching fifth grade?
Actually, it's my first year of fifth grade. I usually have been teaching fourth grade. I got promoted, so I'm in fifth grade this year.
Oh, is that right?
And,
so if that continues along, will you go to seventh, eighth? And
No, this is it for me. This is fifth grade. This is as far as I go.
So tell me about the specific challenges of a fifth grade teacher. The kids are what, about 11 years old? What challenges are unique to the fifth grade?
Well, what fifth grade, when they come in, they're really young. They're almost like they're babies. And then throughout the year, you see them grow and mature, and they really become young adults. You see them make these decisions through the year, through the whole year, that really they'll carry with them for the rest of their life. And I'm hoping that they'll make good decisions every day. But they're really developing into these little young adults. We're hoping to do the best job we can.
And it seems as though, Mrs. Iaconelli, our Light Rock Teacher of the Month, the kids today, there's no choice but to develop a lot more quickly than we did, just because it seems like the world's just a faster place, isn't it?
Oh, you're right. You're absolutely right. And they have a lot on their plate. They have a lot of responsibilities and a lot of stresses. So that has to be taken in, and also when you're teaching, just to have that whole picture in your mind.
Helen Iaconelli is the Light Rock Teacher of the Month. I like the fact that you're telling the kids never to give up. Seems so simple, but it's so important that somebody says it. So I'm glad you are, and it sounds like you're a great teacher. As our Light Rock Teacher of the Month here, we're coming by with a pizza party from Tony Bologna's Pizza for you and your class. We have some prizes for you from Island Gym and from Dr. Lyle M. Back. You get a massage and a facial out of this deal. And for putting the nomination in, Billy may be the winner of a $2,000 scholarship at the end of the school
year.
Yeah, with the end of the school year is coming up pretty quick. Are the kids getting excited?
They are, but they're all signing up for summer school. So we'll be together till July, the end of July. So it's really cool. The summer school over there is just wonderful. I told them yesterday, and they agreed, it's more like summer camp. So they're learning, and they really don't even realize it. So that's a good thing.
Well, I'm glad they're happy. And you sound like a great teacher. It's fun talking to you, and I look forward to meeting you in person. Congratulations again.
Thank you very much.